Faisal, it's been known to happen where you invest in something and it doesn't quite work out the way you think it's going to work out.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And this is what we're going to talk about is, you know, you buy into a portfolio or an investment and things go haywire. And welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We've got a very interesting approach to this because let me give you the example. You had a client talk to you about this.
Well, there's a couple of things. Yeah, let me share. Let's maybe give some framework. There's two scenarios. Client calls, says, I transferred some money on this date, okay? And when I compare it to what I transferred from to this, it didn't match expectation for this 6-month period of time.
So they transferred
so it didn't
money
match,
in.
It didn't match what the other one did for that 6-month period of time.
They sold out of another portfolio. They came, they brought that money over to the portfolio that they invested. 6 months later, they're looking at it and they go, I would have been better off if I just stayed put than moving it.
For that period of time.
For that 6-month period of time.
For that 6-month period of time.
Okay.
The second thing that I want to throw into this idea, because it comes back to sort of the theme of this show, which is emotional decision making, catastrophic versus strategy and discipline. Okay. The other aspect is getting on the wrong side of a trade. Mm. We've had both some interesting conversations, mm-hmm. And it happens all of the time, yeah. Right? Something doesn't play out, or a piece of the portfolio doesn't perform the way you expect.
Yep.
Okay. And people will call us on it, and we'll have a conversation about it, right? And often it's, how are you going to ensure that this doesn't ever happen again?
Yeah.
What happened here? What are you doing about it? Right? All good questions.
Yep.
But it's an interesting, it leads to a larger, more interesting thought process that I think people should be aware of when they're thinking about it. So yeah. Where I want to start this conversation, Faisal, is really on that second one, okay? Because listen, everybody I'm sure that's watching can relate to the fact that I'm on the wrong side of a trade on something. I invested in something.
Yeah, you're not 100% right in everything that you buy.
That's correct. Yeah. If you were, they're living on an island somewhere in the gazillions.
Warren Buffett's only 69%, 70% correct.
Right. Now, is that a problem?
Yeah.
That's the question. Does it indicate a problem? Mm. Okay. So what do people want to know? What should they want to know if there's a decision that's been made, theirs or an advisor's, and it's not working out the way it's supposed to work out? Number one, let's start with, what was the original thesis for going in?
Why did you buy it?
Right.
Yeah.
Why did you make an investment in that? Now, some people could be just emotional. We've talked about that.
Yep.
Right? So if you're that's a tough one, because if you're feeling differently now, that may or may not be the right timing on it.
I bought this investment because it was going up and it felt right.
Yeah. Or it's a friend of a friend told me about this, right? And okay, whatever. Those decisions.
Our Uber driver in Toronto was giving us stock tips. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's assume for a minute that you've done some due diligence, okay? And we have these problems all the time. We form a hypothesis, we invest some money in one aspect of the global marketplace, and it doesn't now work out.
Yep.
What process do we go through to determine whether we should stick with it or whether we should exit it?
Mm. Yeah, and that's the key thing on any type of investment that we go through. When you look at all the research that we do, we come up with a thesis and we come up with actually with three different scenarios. Your base case of what you're expecting to happen, highest probability of success. And we are humble enough to know that we can be wrong in two ways. One, it's worse than we expected, or it's better than we expected. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go down the worst side, because that impacts people more. When something doesn't go according to plan, the first thing is, should you keep that investment based upon the plan?
Yes.
Is the plan changing?
Right. Yeah, why?
And let me give you an example. Let's get into some recent situation or changes that have happened. We had an exposure into emerging markets. Emerging markets of the portfolio, the growth bucket, didn't go according to plan in the first 7 months. Part of it was because of what's happening economically, which was a change. Part of it, or most of it, was because of the Chinese government.
Mm.
Something we couldn't have predicted prior to it happening. Okay, so we got it wrong based on those two issues. So we took our lumps, walked away.
Well, first of all, we made a sell decision because the fundamental circumstances have changed. So that thesis that we had when entering that particular investment is no longer true. It's no longer valid.
Yeah. And so then we made some changes, adjusted to be investing in the emerging markets without investing in the emerging markets, because we still like that area. And so that adjustment, you take a loss and you go, okay, why? What happened? And will you ever do that again?
That's the interesting question.
So I had a conversation with a doctor about that one particular piece. So we explained what happened. We explained where it went wrong. And the question came back to me is, will you ever do that again?
Yeah.
And this is an emotional, this is a feelings conversation.
Right.
It doesn't feel right when you make a mistake or when you got something wrong or it didn't go according to plan.
Yep.
Okay. So I have to then speak to this individual in their terminology, in their world. So I asked the doctor, I said, Doc, have you ever made a prescription for a patient that didn't go according to plan? Yeah. What did you do? Oh, we just changed the prescription, either the dosage or a different brand and so forth. Oh, so you just made an adjustment. Have you ever made that mistake again? Have you ever made a prescription or made a recommendation for a drug that didn't work out on the next patient? Yeah. So what's the difference? Your methodology of why you prescribed what you did stayed the same, did it not?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit different. Remember when you said, because I was part of this debrief with you, right? And
yeah.
You said, hey, okay, yes. Did you ever make that mistake again is how you phrased it to him, because that's how he phrased it to you. And his reaction was very interesting. He said, wasn't a mistake.
Yeah.
What do you mean it wasn't a mistake? Well, he said, you tell the story.
Yeah, based on the symptoms, based on the diagnosis,
right.
Based on all the facts that I had, I made that prescription. But it didn't work out, Doc. Yeah, but that's why we adjust. I go, that's exactly what we do in the portfolio.
Right.
Now, provided that your process to diagnose somebody is bang on, like you, it works, then that should be the methodology you stick to. Now, things will fall out and they may not work and so forth. Now, you're dealing with a human life. I'm dealing with portfolios. But the process is still the same.
Right. Well, let's extend it because I had a similar conversation, but it was a contractor / project manager.
Okay.
Okay, so similar kind of a conversation about what happened, right? There's some underperformance here. We talk about this particular trade and, okay. And I said, how do you feel about that? And he said, well, I'm concerned. What are you concerned about? Well, that it might happen again. Or I can't remember his exact words, but it's essentially the same thing. Okay. And I said, well, it will happen again. It's not if it's going to. Let's just address that right now. It will. And then we talked about, so I built a home fairly recently, as you know, within the past 4 or 5 years. That's the first time I built the home.
Yeah.
So not with this person, but I knew a little bit about the home building process. So I said, tell me about when you're managing this project. Does everything go to plan? I've got architectural drawings. Bang, we're just going to put this thing up, right? Well, no, sometimes things change. Like what? Well, sometimes we can't get the material on time or the labor on time. Or the architectural drawing, really, when we see it in real life, doesn't make sense and we have to make changes.
Yeah.
One time? No, it happens all the time. Okay, so now we're talking about process. Because I can tell you when I built my home, as you know, there was tons of things that ended up differently and changed.
Yeah.
Okay? But we had a process. I was so happy with our contractor. I'm not happy when we have to make changes, but the fact is, you had a process that said, okay, here's the problem, here's why, this is what we should do about it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have a beautiful home. I have a home that Maddie and I built that we love living in. Is it exactly what we started out with? No. Was the process straight and linear? No. Right? So it was the same conversation. I found that conversation with a doctor very interesting in that I think it doesn't matter what job you're in.
Yeah.
There's always problems. And so if people understand getting from point A to B isn't a straight line, but it's the process, structure, and discipline
that are
important.
And that's the homework for every viewer and listener of this segment.
Right.
Is when you sit down with your advisor or your portfolio manager, understand their process,
yep.
Their buy strategy, their sell strategy. You can even ask them what their success rate is, how many times are they right versus wrong, all that. Get that information. And if you've been with somebody for years, it doesn't matter. Ask them again.
Right.
Let them remind you.
Right.
That's good due diligence on the people who you're working with.
We're running out of time, but quickly to tie to the last piece, you maybe just have time for one comment. It's this timeline, okay? So now we know that there's differences. Things can go right and wrong through different periods of time. Buyer's remorse, right? So this period of time that I'm measuring, it didn't work out. I should have done this, should have done that, right? The buyer's remorse question.
Yeah.
How do you answer that? Short term, sometimes people think 6 months is a long period of time. Not Not in our world.
Yeah.
6 months is
not
your
long. Retirement. Your retirement is in 6 months.
That's right. That's right. So when there's a buyer's remorse moment,
yeah,
what do you do?
Yeah, so this is where it comes down to the key piece of understanding what the overall objectives are.
Right.
Is everything labeled in that time frame? And is everything that we've done from the beginning to now been according to plan? Are we within the range of the plan? Yes. So why would this be any different because the 6 months didn't work out?
Right.
I understand people want to make more money. I've had buyer remorse on a whole bunch of things.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we understand the process that gets you to that decision.
Right.
If the process is solid, the solutions and the output will be solid as well.
And I think that's exactly it. We'll just leave it at that particular point, because there's any 6 month period that you can pick in any different strategy that you'll show different results. This was better than this at this period of time. This was better than this at this period of time.
Yeah.
So it's got to come down to something that is measurable, quantifiable over time.
And that's where we're going to talk about our discipline on investments, the five pillars, investment strategy, the approach that works with you for your retirement. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, November 16th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for tuning into another edition of More Than Money. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We look forward to speaking with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.